I think, in part, as we all know, it's the yearning of the human heart. We're all looking for that. And I also think that we have enough students here who come from families whose faith is rooted in Eucharist, going to Mass on Sundays. And a lot of times I find even grandparents have an influence on that, and they were the ones who maybe initially introduced them to adoration, and that was passed down to parents. And they get the sense of, okay, this is coming together as church in communion with people my own age, and there is something going on here that doesn't go on when I'm with my friends in other various contexts that they're in. I think the challenge is to try to connect it a little bit more with Mass on Sunday. I think there's a temptation to want to go to adoration because it's a little bit more relaxed than, say, the ritual of the Mass and the sense of the music and all that. But we've been working real hard on trying to help them understand, if not for Mass, then we don't have adoration. And it's almost kind of like a backwards way of getting kids back to Mass. And that has gone pretty well here for us. I do think that they appreciate the time where they don't have to be attached to the phone. And that's what many of them will say, actually. It's an hour where I can just put everything aside, and they're grateful for it. When they come here on Thursdays for Adoration 7 to 8, they know that it is a very peaceful time for them, and they know that something else is going on and that someone else is present. And I don't know that they could articulate that mystery. Who among us could? But you can tell by the way they say it that there's something else going on. And many of them too, which has really been a blessing, they'll go to local parishes that have adoration on their own. And I got a call from one parish, and they asked if I thought the students would be responsible enough to cover an hour, and they're trying as a group to cover the hour. They're identifying with each other by being here. That's kind of what gets them in the door. But then also you can see during the hour when we're here, and you can tell, you know, their hearts are with the Lord at that moment.